Welcome back to another episode of 5 Minutes in Church History. On this episode, we are talking about Adoniram Judson, America's pioneer Baptist missionary. We are going to get at his life by talking about Judson's 5 trips. Now, the final 3 of these 5 trips are literal trips. The first 2 are sort of metaphorical trips. And the first, sadly enough, is Judson's journey to atheism. Judson was born into the home of a Congregationalist minister in Malden, Massachusetts, on August the 9th, 1788. As a young man, he evidenced a significant intelligence and ability to learn languages. By the time he was 10, he was reading in Latin and reading in Greek. He was sent off to then Rhode Island College, now we call it Brown University, and he graduated as the valedictorian at Brown at the age of 20. It was while he was at Brown, however, that he drifted from his father's religion and the Congregationalism that he grew up in to deism. And then from deism, he drifted into atheism. Well, that's his first journey. His journey to atheism. We need his second journey, and that is his trip away from atheism and back to theism, and once again, a solid belief in God. Well, it all happened one night as Adoniram was traveling, and while he was traveling along, he came across an inn, and he wanted to be lodged there at the inn, and so he knocks on the door and goes in and finds the innkeeper, and the innkeeper informed Adoniram that there was only one room available. And he thought, in the interests of full disclosure, he should tell them that it was a room next to a man who was very ill. Judson said, "I'll take the room. Death has no terrors for me. You see, I'm an atheist." Well, that was a long night for Adoniram Judson. The man next to him groaned literally on the doorstep of death all night long. And in the morning, the man, in fact, died. And when Judson inquired as to who the man was, it turned out it was his college friend, Jacob Eames, and Jacob Eames was the very one who influenced Judson to be a deist. Well, this shook Judson to the very core of his being, and he realized that he was lost and that death was not something he would bravely take on. "No terrors for me," remember he said, but he was scared literally to death of death. And so thereafter that night at the inn, as he was traveling on the way, he stopped right at the side of the road, repented of his disbelief, and turned to God. 3 months later, he said, "This day I make a solemn dedication of my life to God." And that's what Judson did. He went on to seminary, and he went on to become a missionary. He was one of the pioneer missionaries to leave from America. He took a trip, and this is his 3rd trip now, his trip to Calcutta. And this was a literal trip, on a literal boat. And when he arrived in Calcutta, he came under the influence of William Carey, and he learned from William Carey, and he observed William Carey. And that leads us to Adoniram Judson's 4th journey, and that is his trip to Burma. And it would be there at Burma where Adoniram Judson would begin his mission work. And he started, of course, with translation and translating God's word into the language of the people. Well, it was a bad time to be in Burma. There was a war between Britain and Burma, and Judson was suspected as a spy for the British. And he was thrown into prison for 17 months, but then they realized they needed him to sign a treaty, and so they let him go. That brings us then to our 5th and final trip, the final journey. He died aboard a ship on April 12th, 1850, and he was buried at sea. He died at the age of 61 years old, and he spent 37 of his 61 years on the mission field. And those are the 5 journeys of Adoniram Judson, America's pioneer Baptist missionary. And I'm Steve Nichols, and thanks for listening to 5 Minutes in Church History. We have time to end with a quote here from Archibald Alexander Hodge on the purpose of theology. He writes, "All theological knowledge has a practical end. The theological sciences, instead of being absolute ends in themselves, find their noblest purpose and effect in the advancement of personal holiness, the more efficient service of our fellow men, and the greater glory of God."